you have a question, we'll try to answer it. We have many scholars here. Harold, if my wife can't answer it, Harold is next. If Harold can't answer it, then back to Eric to answer it.
欢迎大家问任何的问题，今天我们有很多的学者，圣经学者 Harold 与 David， 也可以回去问 Eric， 姊妹们也可以问这个 Faith， 都很好。So
good. Is there a question?
有没有特别的问题？
我能在中国传福音的时候，我有好几个朋友，他们也读圣经的，圣经有的人确实也读过了。他们说旧约的时候，读读读读就不相信了。他说你们的上帝太血腥了，那旧约我们读过的都知道，杀人那个战争很厉害的。他们说不要信了，这样的神不要信了，就是很血腥说。然后就怎么回答这些问题？
所以，Jenny's a Christian. So when she went back to China, she met with this kind of situation when preaching gospel to friends. And some of the friends, they said, we also read Bible, but when we read the Old Testament, we find this God is so bloody.
Oh.
It's always a lot of killing people, battles, and killing the people in the whole city. So this is kind of God we don't want to believe. So how to answer this question?
Well, it is true. There are battles in the Old Testament, and there's we have that. And I think part of the way I would answer that question is that there's a human element. There are people, because of the sin nature, because of our old nature, there's an element of battle. That's a part of life. And I think if someone asked the question, I would say, one of the reasons I believe the Bible is because it's real to life.
就说呢，我们人性里面哈。 首先，第一点是有很强的征战的成分在里面的，所以呢，我相信圣经啊当中很重要的原因之一呢，是因为它反映的是我们真实的人性。So
if you had a Bible that did not have war, that did not have murder, that did not have stealing, didn't have any of those crimes, none of that was in the Bible, I don't think anybody would believe it, right?
如果你有一本圣经呢，里面也没有战争。 也没有偷窃，也没有杀人，也没有任何这样的因素呢。你应该不会相信这本圣经。They
would say, I can't believe the Bible because it's nothing like the world I live in.
你会说我不会相信这本圣经，因为它不像我生活在的这个世界的原样。I
would say to someone that like that spoke to you, I would say that's the reason I believe the Bible.
如果是我呢，我会告诉。 那个你愿意跟人讲福音的有这个问题的那个人，我说这就是原因之一，我愿意相信圣经。God
doesn't clean it up and change it. He gives real life situations.
神并没有调整它、扭曲它，它只是原样的呈现给你，我们真实的社会、真实的生活就是这样。Now
when we look at the great heroes of the Old Testament,
如果我们看这些大的英雄。
So King David, Abraham, Moses,
亚伯拉罕、摩西,
when you look at the great heroes of the Bible, if I was writing it, I would leave all the bad things out of their lives.
如果我来写这些大英雄呢，我会尝试着或者努力把他们生命中不光彩的那一面的拿走。
If man was writing the Bible about these great heroes, you would make them look so much better than they are in the Bible.
如果人来写圣经，你一定会写成的，比他原样圣经旧约那些大英雄们显示的更完美啊！你会把他不光彩那些拿掉。But
isn't it interesting that God, when He describes David or Moses or Abraham, it puts all their faults in the Bible?
你有没有发现很有意思？神呢，记述圣经的时候，他却把所有这些人的缺点、缺陷全部写进去。
David sends one of his best men to the heat of the battle, and he dies there.
大卫 却把他一个很好的朋友送到前线，就让他死在那里。
Moses tells, Abraham tells his wife to say to Pharaoh that his wife was his sister.
亚伯拉罕跟他太太说，你跟法老说，你就是我妹妹而已。
Moses kills a man, and buries him in the sand.
摩西杀了一个埃及人，就把他藏埋在沙子里。
So you see the Bible is filled with these things, and it's because God has given us the truth.
你看圣经里呢，旧约有很多这样的事实，其实神只是把事实讲出来。
So that's how I would answer the question. The Bible is the truth. It doesn't hold back. It doesn't make it, doesn't clean it up and make it look something that it's not. It gives the truth.
神并不是说呢，他好把这个修饰一下，粉饰一下，让他看的呢，好像这本书看得更光鲜，更让你舒服一点。他只是原样呈现给你。
And I might say also, I might say.This Bible shows what people are like and what I am like too. Those people needed salvation. They were sinful. They were wrong. They had faults. I am wrong. I am sinful. I have faults. We all need the salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这些人，他们需要救恩，他们是犯有罪的，我们也是一样。所以呢，当我看见这些时候呢，我就看见了我自己的影子。我就知道我其实也很需要得救。
Now, let me just say one other thing. When the children of Israel, when Israel goes into Canaan, the promised land,
我们举个例子，比方说呢，犹太人进到迦南他们的应许地区。
God tells the children of Israel to battle against the people that are in that land.
那神告诉以色列人呢，去跟这个地上的人打仗。
He tells the children of Israel not to mix with them.Not to intermarry with them.
然后他警告犹太人呢，不能跟当地人通婚。
To be separate from them.
要和他们分离。
Now one of the reasons is they had a very ungodly religions. They had child sacrifice. They had homosexuality. They had incest. They had all of these practices that the Bible.Declares to be wrong. All of these things was practiced by those religions.
因为这些的宗教呢，就是当地的迦南人的宗教呢，有非常强的这个问题了。就比方说，他会献婴孩做祭，然后呢，他会有同性的婚姻，他有很多的问题在这个宗教里面。
So when Israel went into Canaan.God wanted them to be separate, and He wanted to push those enemies out of the land.
所以神警告犹太人呢，不能跟这些当地的人通婚呢，要把他们分离出去。
So, any other? Is your follow-up question, or does that?
你有没有跟踪的更进一步的问题呢？还是？
问题多大？
I'm just wondering, further.When those people were questioning you, did they have, was there specific instances what they're talking about God in the Old Testament, a God who is a bloody God and so on? Did they give you specific examples of that?
他们有没有给你一些特别的例子呢？比方说，他们读圣经的时候，他就旧约很血腥，这个神很血腥，他有没有给一些例子？
有啊，就是上帝不是说，有的时候是叫灭掉一个人啊，灭掉一个国的圣经
上
有的吗？
Yeah.
我一看到
的。She said when they read all these stories, when God asked Israelites to kill the people in the city, yeah, they cannot understand why God so.Yeah.
Well, I think David is looking in Genesis now, are you?
No, well, good.
The people of Canaan, I've read some things, archaeologists writing about the culture that was in Canaan. It was so corrupt that God... destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah as an example to them what might happen later on because of their sin. You've read the story of Lot in Sodom and Gomorrah.
就是根据考古学家的发现，就整个迦南地的人如此的败坏，以至于呢，神其实在这之前，在犹太人进迦南之前呢，在几百年前就已经通过罗德和索多玛的这个例子呢，警告过迦南人，就是如果他们继续这样的，这个最终的结局是会很糟糕的。
And so, in that case, Sodom and Gomorrah was part of the land of Canaan. These were the Canaanites.
就是索多玛和俄摩拉呢，就是迦南地这一块大地方当中的两个城。
And maybe David has it there, but God said He's going to give the Canaanites 400 years before He comes in to judge, because God is a holy God who hates sin.
所以，在这之后呢，神给了犹太哦不，神给了迦南人的四百年。就是犹太人在埃及的这430年，神给了迦南人这么长的时间让他们去悔改了，因为他神是一个特别圣洁的神，所以他不能接受这么多的罪。
And the example is, the extreme example is the flood, the Noah's flood, where all living beings were extinguished, completely killed from the face of the earth, because wickedness had progressed unchecked to the time of Noah. Noah preached 120 years, a righteous preacher, and the men and women of that time refused, and violence filled the earth, and God had to destroy all the earth because of their wickedness and sin.
那一个很好的例子就是诺亚的时代，诺亚方舟。那诺亚呢？是神的仆人，他讲道讲了120年了，他相当于造船造了120年，传道传了120年，全地还是满了罪恶，全地的人一心都是向恶的，所以在这120年里，除了挪亚的一家，没有人相信，所以神最终的结果就是洪水来灭全地。
Do we deserve any better today?
那我们今天是不是配得比这样的待遇更好呢？
If God were to step into the world and judge everyone's sin, he would wipe the earth clean, because it's a world that rebels against him. And even worse, he sent his son into the world, and they killed his son.
所以今天我们一样的，如果神今天到地上来，也一样会整个全地他都要审判，因为我们一样的悖逆和败坏，甚至更糟糕，因为他已经把基督差来，他的圣子，但是我们却杀了他。
And God is withholding judgment.
神是持住了，守住了他的这个审判了，他并没有现在放出来。
There is going to be a time of great judgment coming in the future.
在未来呢，会有一个大的审判会来的。
And but now is a time of grace.
现在只是恩典的时期了。
And we preach grace to people.
我们是传讲神的恩典啊，跟人。
You know, because your friends that complain about an Old Testament God who hates sin and gives stories about His way of dealing with sin, they're going to have to meet that same God sometime.
所以你的那些朋友呢，他们抱怨旧约，那因着罪的审判，惩罚。人的罪的这个神呢，他们有一天也要面对这同样的这个神，他们要为自己的。
But God in His grace poured all that judgment on His Son for you and for me, so that we might be saved.
对，你可以告诉他呢，但是神在他的爱里，他把他一切的对我们的审判呢，放在了他的圣子耶稣身上。
The God of the Old Testament poured out the wrath, His anger against sin.On His Son on the cross.
那永恒的神呢？他把他一切的关于罪的愤怒啊、审判的惩罚都放在了耶稣基督身上。
So that we might be by grace, we can all enter into salvation through faith.
那借着 恩典，我们才可以进到救恩里去，借着信心。
Now, I'm sure David has more detail because in I think it's is it the 400 years or is it
430 years?
It's a part of just we might turn our Bibles to Leviticus 20.
看一段的圣经，利未记二十。
Leviticus 20 gives us an idea of why God told the children of Israel to either move the people out of the land, separate from them, or to battle against them.
Which verse?
Verse 1.
Okay.
Let's look at the chapter 19, verse 31. 31. It says in 31, regard not them that have familiar spirits, neither seek after wizards. Be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God.
我们先看利未记的十九章的三十一节，利未记啊，旧约十九章三十一节，他说不可偏向那些交鬼的和行巫术的，不可求问他们，以致他们被玷污了。我是耶和华你们的神。
Then it says, in verse 34,
在三十四节。
It says, let the stranger who dwells with you shall be with you as one born among you. As thou, you shall love him, sojourn with him, and you shall do no unrighteousness in judgment to him, have fair weights and balances and so forth. But then it should go down further. So he's saying, if someone is righteous, someone is walking in righteousness, treat him as one of your own. But as you go down to 20, chapter 20,
然后三十四节呢，他说和你们同居的外人啊，就在寄居在他们当中的人，要爱他们如己。
Then he begins to speak about the Canaanites.
然后呢，到二十章一节，他就开始讲迦南人了。
And he begins to say the Canaanites worship the god of Moloch.
那他们说呢，迦南人呢，他们是拜摩洛神的。
And Moloch was one of their main parts of their religion was human sacrifice, child sacrifice.
那摩洛神呢，他们是要献儿女为祭的。
They would burn children on an altar.
他们是要把儿女烧在祭坛上烧死。
And this angered God so much.
这个如此的惹神愤怒。
And other parts of the religion, worshiping spirits, child sacrifice, moral sins, immoralities. Look what he says in verse 2. 20 verse 2.
那么你看一下二十章的二十节哈。
Whosoever is of the children of Israel.Or of the strangers who sojourn in Israel, he says, who gives any part of his seed to Moloch, gives any part of his, any child, if anyone of Israel gives any of his children to the religion of Moloch, he says, those in Israel should be put to death. This is a great offense to God.
二十章的二节说，凡以色列人或是在自己在以色列中寄居的外人，把自己的儿女献给摩洛的，总要治死他，本地人要石头把他打死。
It is not that God wants to afflict only the children of Canaan, only the people of Canaan, but He says anyone who worships this kind of immoral God, He said, I can't have in my presence.
所以神说，任何人啊，他敬拜这样的恶毒的神呢，他神都要
He says in verse 3.I will set my face against that man, whether he's from Canaan or whether he's from Israel.
第三节说我要向那人变脸，无论他是从迦南还是从。
I will cut him off from among his people because he's given a child to Moab to defile my sanctuary and to defile and profane my holy name.
因为他把儿女献给摩洛，玷污我的圣所和我的圣名。
He goes on and says some of the similar things.Verse 5, I will set my face against the man, against his family. I will cut them off, who involve in prostitution and harlotry and Moloch and among their people, wizards, harlotry, prostitution. I will cut them off. Verse 7, I am a holy God. I am the Lord your God.
五节到七节啊，他刚才读了，就是摩洛他们拜摩洛神所行的一切的。交鬼啊，巫术啊，行淫邪啊，这个非常糟糕的事。
So God was very serious about sin. So when the children of Israel went into this land filled with pagan idolatry and child sacrifice and human sacrifice, he said they have to be moved out of the land. You have to separate yourself from them, or you make battle, or you do battle against them.
所以神特别恨恶这样的罪，所以当以色列人进去迦南的时候呢，他警告以色列人一定要把这些从他们当中清除，而且呢要远离这样的当地的宗教。
So when you talk to a friend and they say, why did God tell people to kill innocent people? Well, he didn't kill innocent people.
所以你要告诉你的朋友呢，神从来没有告诉以色列人去杀无辜的人。
He didn't say Israel kill righteous people.
他没有说你去杀义人。
One of the reasons also that he wanted the children of Israel to move those other nations out because they carried diseases from these practices.
所以原因是呢，这些当地的人呢，他们所拜的宗教就像病一样啊，它是会传染的。
He gave them 613 sanitary laws about how they're to live their lives, so they would continue as a people for thousands of years.
所以神给了犹太人呢613条的诫命呢，就像保护他们的方式一样，能让他们几千年能够延续下去。
Now, if you were to go back to Israel today and you want to find an Amorite, you couldn't find one.
如果你今天想去以色列找到一个迦南人啊，亚摩利人啊，你是找不到的。
A Jebusite, another Canaanite, you couldn't find them.
或者说呢，
耶布斯
人啊，你也找不到的。
The Hittites,
赫人
Canaan, you couldn't find
them. 你也找不到。
Because disease and sexual immorality and the disease that comes from that spread among those people and they died.
因为呢，这疾病以及这个淫邪啊，在他们当中传染开了呢，在他们很就整个族都灭了。
From the ancient land of Israel, from the people that lived there, the Israelites are the only ones that survive.
所以在那块地上生存过的人呢，只有犹太人存活下来。
And the reason for that is God told them to separate from them.
原因是神告诉警告以色列人要与他们分离。
Or to do battle against them if they had to.
或者呢和他们征战，如果有必须的话。
That's a hard message for someone in China to hear that, but that's the truth.
这个对于可能中国不了解这段历史人来说，可能是比较难的，但是这个是真实的事情。
Just to add to what David was saying, if you turn to Genesis 15,
我们可以再讲一部分啊，像创世纪的十五章。
And reading from verse 13,
从十三节开始。
This is God speaking to Abraham of the promises that he made to Abraham and his descendants.
这是神给亚伯拉罕说的关于他和他后裔的应许。
Verse 13 it says, Then the Lord said to him, Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, They will be enslaved and mistreated 400 years. Now that was in Egypt. They were slaves in Egypt.
十三节，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要的确知道，你的后裔必寄居别人的地，又服侍那地的人。那地人要苦待他们400年。所以这就在讲犹太人要待在埃及400年。”
And the Lord there says, "I will punish the nation that they serve as slaves." Which God did, the land of Egypt. He punished that land. Did he punish all the Egyptians? No. He punished all those who did not believe, because there were many Egyptians that actually came with the children of Israel out of Egypt.
So, 神也会在这个最400年末尾的时候呢，他会惩罚埃及人，但不是所有的埃及人，因为有的埃及人呢，跟随以色列人都出来了，因为他们也相信以色列人的神。
We read in another place it was judgment against the gods of Egypt.
所以他我们看见其他地方呢，其实神通过十灾啊，他是在审判的这个埃及人的神了。
But then he says here, and he talks about the great exodus out of Egypt.
然后呢，最后的十四节他就在讲了出埃及呢，宏大的出埃及记。
Afterward, that's verse 14, the second part of the verse. Afterward, they will come out with great possessions. You, however, will go to your fathers in peace and be buried at a good old age.
十四节呢，并且他们要服侍那国，我要惩罚。我们刚才讲了，后来他们必要带许多财物从那里出来。
And in the fourth generation, your descendants will come back here, that is back to the land that Abram was in at that time, which is the land, the promised land.
然后到十六节呢，到了第四代，你们必回到此地，这就是迦南地了，就是神应许给亚伯兰后裔的地。
Says, for the sin of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure.
因为亚摩利人的罪孽，亚摩利人就是迦南本地人，还没有满盈。
God is given the Amorites, that is those Canaanites, over 400 years. And the lesson of Sodom and Gomorrah, they had within that nation a man preaching.Whose name was Melchizedek, a priest of the Most High. They had righteous Abram living among them, but they continued in their sin. It got worse and worse and worse until the time that God brought his children of Israel into that land to displace all those Canaanites.
所以我们知道在迦南啊，它有第一呢，他们有麦基洗德。是撒冷王哈、啊，是至高神的祭司啊。那他是在传讲神的福音的。他们也有亚伯拉罕的，神的忠实的仆人呢，住在他们中间，所以他们是能听见神的话语的。但是在这么长的时间里面，他们完全不听，然后一代一代的败坏下去呢，直到有一天神要把犹太人带进来呢，替换掉在当地居住的迦南人，要审判迦南人。
The God of the Old Testament really gives us a picture of God's hatred for sin.
所以旧约的神给了我们很好的形象，就是神非常非常的恨恶罪。
Because God spoke through Moses, He said, "I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy."
神跟摩西说呢，我有恩典，我有怜悯啊，谁会有怜悯？
He's a gracious God to those who repent and trust Him.
他是一个非常有恩典的神，对于那一切愿意悔改、信靠他的人。
But He's a fierce God against those who rebel against His sovereign will on earth.
他同时也是一个令人畏惧的神，对于那一切要背逆他、远离他的人。
So, the God of the Old Testament is the same as the God of the New.
所以旧约的这个神呢，也是和现在我们新约的神是一样的。
The difference being that man now living in this age of grace is on this side of the cross.
区别就是今天呢，我们这个时代人，我们是活在神的恩典时期。是已经十字架已经立起来了，就是在公元耶稣零年前后，耶稣来的时候。
Where God's righteous holy demands were completely met by the man on the cross of Calvary, His Son, the Lord Jesus.
神公义圣洁的要求已经完全由一个人，就是他的圣子耶稣基督满足了。
When this day of grace is finished.
当这个时代的，就是这个恩典时代的时间结束了呢
？And the Lord Jesus calls His church to heaven.
那耶稣会把他的教会呢招到天上去。
There's going to be a time on earth where are the greatest trials and tribulations that have ever been seen, any time on earth.
那在这地上会有一段从来没有过、从来没发生过的大的灾难的事情。
And if the wrath of God is going to be poured out upon the kingdom of the Antichrist.
那神的愤怒会倾倒在这敌基督统治的世界上。
And that will be God's cleansing of the earth of all rebellion, putting down all authority that stands in the way of establishing His righteous kingdom.
那神会洁净他的地哈，也会清除掉那一切地上的那悖逆的人。
And then He'll set up His kingdom.
他会建立他的国度在地上。
Kingdom that wherein peace and righteousness are going to prevail.There will be joy and freedom this world has never seen.
那平安，公义会得胜，喜乐，大的喜乐会我们从来没有见过的，会我们会在地上看见。
But where we see the children of Israel, there's another lesson I think we can draw from this. The children of Israel were to be the instrument.Of God's judgment on the land of Canaan.
那神的审判哈，在迦南地的审判会使用犹太人，就是神的子民以色列人。
In this present age in which we live, the people of God are God's instrument for conquering the world with the gospel.
那同样的道理呢，就像当时神是用犹太人做工具来审判迦南地，神今天也用他的基督徒的孩子们来做工具呢，传讲他的福音。
This world is held captive by the enemy of man and the enemy of God. The God of this world is Satan.
那神的敌人呢、啊？这个世界的王呢是谁呢？是撒旦。他控制了这个世界。
When we take the gospel into the world, we're preaching a gospel which is death to Satan and to all his minions, all his angels. It's death to them.
所以当我们传讲神的福音的时候呢，这样的信息，这样的好消息，对撒旦是致命的。
And we're conquering men's hearts, which is the real battleground.
所以我们是在一个真正的属灵战场上，因为我们是直接去争夺灵魂的。
So like the children of Israel went in with a sword, like Joshua, they followed Joshua into the land and they conquered the land.
就像以色列人打的这场仗呢，这约书亚带着他们进迦南打这场仗，是看见了有形的，有刀剑的征战。
So we saw in the book of Acts, we saw the apostles going out and conquering the land.
你看《使徒行传》呢？同样的道理，你看使徒们出去，他们也是在征服全地，那他们是打一场灵魂的征战。
They turned the world upside down.
他们把整个世界都翻转了。
So there's parallel there and lessons for us because we are in a battlefield now.
所以这对于我们来说是一个平行的象征意义的，我们也在这同样的战场上。
Just like the children of Israel saw, they saw the sin of the Canaanites. Every farm they took, they saw the idols set up that they had to destroy.
就像犹太人进迦南的时候，他每一个农地他们得着的时候，他们都会看见各种的偶像，他们要把它清除。
Every hill they took, there was a high place with an altar upon it.
每一个高山他们得到的时候，都会有一个祭坛，偶像祭坛在那里。
Children were sacrificed there.
在那些祭坛上都献了孩子们。
Unspeakable practices.That went on in that land.
都不能说的一些很糟糕的事发生在这种地方。
And they cleansed it by faith in the living God. They cleansed that land to be a place of righteousness. They established worship in the center of that land in the temple to the praise and the glory of God. And they established a kingdom there.
所以他们把这一切清除，建立了属神的祭坛。在那个地呢，他们把神的家安放在那块地方。
So in the parallels are now for us, spiritually speaking, we're in a battleground.
那对于我们同样的平行的一个象征意义，就是我们也在一个类似的战场上。
This world lies in slavery and in darkness and in sin.
这个世界现在躺在什么下面，在什么？的奴仆的状态下，在罪，在谎言的奴仆下。
So that we can go forward now, like those that were following Joshua, every place that their foot, every place they put their foot, that became theirs.
我们就会像跟着约书亚一样，神对约书亚的应许是，他的脚站立的地方，平生所站之地呢，没有一人能抵挡他。
And so the Christian, that's what the Christians have done for 2,000 years all around the world.
这就是基督徒在过去的两千年，在全地、全世界都是这样的。
They've gone out and conquered in Satan's territory.
他们是进到了撒旦的权势之下呢，来征服全地的。
So, I think there's parallels there. It's a very good question that these people ask, but it takes, there's more answers than that. It's broader than that.
这非常好的问题，但是我们会有一个很宽的内涵哈，去回答他们。
These people that have those questions think that God is some kind of arbitrary God.
这些问问题的人呢，他们可能觉得神是一个很可能是好像虚假的哈。
That is arbitrary or just without any principles.
对，就是没有什么原则的。哦，对，就是他武断的，没有什么原则。
But his principle is to remove sin and judge sin.
他是有原则，他的原则就是审判罪。
And man should not be surprised that a holy God is going to judge sin. Why would they be surprised?
为什么他们会意外呢？因为圣洁的神就是要去审判罪的，他们怎么会意外呢？
对。
那么也就是当上帝把一个国家和一个城市灭了的时候，比如亚述也好，那个巴比伦也好，都是灭掉了嘛，还有以东嘛。这些灭掉的时候，那个城市那么多人是没有一个义的，没有一个就是值得去救的，就是整个城市，他就是所有的人应该是就被毁灭了的，这样理解可以吧？这样可以，我就解决了我的问题了。
对，
就是该死的。
At any time when Lord removed the a city, everybody in the city, which means nobody in that city is righteous. So all sinners in that city, is that right?
Remember Sodom and Gomorrah. God comes to Abraham and said he's going to destroy it. And he says to, and Abraham says to God, if there's 50 righteous, will you still destroy it? He said, no. If there's 30 righteous, will he destroy it? No. Is there 5? He says, no. So he tests God, and we can look at that passage if you like. God is not going to destroy chapter 19 of Genesis. Chapter 19 of Genesis.
在索多玛毁灭之前呢，有一番很重要的对话。
Chapter 19. So God is a righteous God. In fact,
创世纪十九章。
Genesis 19:25 says, "Shall not the righteous God of all the earth do righteously?" Chapter 19 of Genesis.
十九章。创世纪十九章。
Let's see.
Chapter 18.
Shall, it says in verse 25.
二十五节.
It says in verse 23, Abraham drew near to where the Lord was. Will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? Will you destroy, as Eric said, without any principle? Will you destroy righteous people with the wicked?
那创世纪的十八章的二十三节，亚伯拉罕近前来说：“无论善恶，你都要剿灭吗？”意思是你杀人没有什么原则吗
？Suppose there are 50 righteous in a city, will you also destroy and not spare the place for 50 righteous that are in it?
假若那城里有五十个义人，你还要剿灭那地方吗？不为城里五十个义人饶恕其中的人吗？
Verse 25, that far be it from thee to do in this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked. The righteousness and that righteousness should be as wicked.
将义人与恶人同杀，将义人与其恶人一样看待，这断不是你所行的。
Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?
后面那句话很重要，审判全地的主岂不行公义吗？
And the Lord speaks. He says, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous, I will spare the place for their sakes.
耶和华说，我若在索罗马城里建有五十个义人，我就为他们的缘故饶恕那地方的众人。
Abraham says, suppose there be five of the 50. Will you destroy the city for the lack of five?
然后亚伯拉罕继续问，如果五十个少了五个呢？
The Lord says, if I find 45, I will not destroy it.
神说五四十五个我也不会。
And he goes on to say down in verse 31, I will not destroy it for 20. He goes on to say, I will not destroy it for 10 in verse 32.
然后呢，从四十、三十、二十，一直到三十二节，说到十。
I will not destroy it if there's even 10 people in that city.
如果十个，他也不毁灭。
And the Lord went his way, and Abraham ceased talking. So you see, the Lord will not destroy any city if there's righteous within it, innocent within it.
所以神不会毁灭任何的城啊，只要它里面有义人。是这样。
He destroyed the city, though.
He did because they were all.
But all, but he saved righteous Lot.
Yeah, he saved the. There was five within. I guess five were the family of Lot and his wife and Lot himself.
所以呢，他实际上呢是毁灭这座城，但是呢，他把十个以内的义人都救出来。对，就罗德一家，他是要天使去救出他的。
Now another thing you could say during the flood. During the flood, Noah preached for 120 years. He was a preacher of righteousness. Preached to the world he lived in for those years, and he built the ark. One of the things we learned about the ark, when the ark was finished, the door was open, the animals came in, and he preached that they would turn from their sin and be righteous, and that they would come into the ark. And what I love about the passage there is he leaves the gate open before the flood comes and destroys them, leaves the door of the ark open for 7 days. 7 days for someone to leave his unrighteousness, come in and join with Noah and his family and say, yes, I will leave my unrighteousness. Leaves it open for 7 days. And what we read is they mock and they laugh.
所以挪亚的时代也是一样，其实只有挪亚一家八个人得救，所以在不但120年他传道，就在最后船已经造好了，他们挪亚一家进去，他让这个门呢、啊、船的门他开了7天，等什么？就等人进来，就任何人只要在那7天他放下自己的罪，他愿意承认自己的错，他进到那个船里去，他都得救。但是呢，他们的反应，人的反应是嘲笑嘲弄他。
Good question.
很好的问题。
Good question. Is there another question?
我可以，你们也请，我问你问题。我有问题，我有问题。国内那个还有不断的，我告诉他们，我在问问题，他们就跟我好多问题过来了。
We have a lot of questions from China.
Okay.
Her friend in China knows that she is here, so we just want to leave time for her.
Okay.
就现在就是比较多的，他们也过来要问关于就是灵恩和婚姻的那个问题，就比如说，现在还能不能听到神，真的能够从耳朵里面听到他的声音，包括这些如何我们来听神的声音，还有就是像那个约珥书上面不是有少年的什么异梦异象的那个事情，我们今天也有这种，弟兄姊妹会。来解梦啊，或者什么我梦什么了，我看到什么的这样的现象，我也知道这个比较就是有的教会会比较普遍一些，然后是还有那种当然就帮你做这些，这个高模，然后这个倒地的这项情况，其实我也非常渴望想知道这些来自于比较正确一点的、正宗一点的回答，还有就是包括同样一个经文。不同的道不同的牧师讲也不一样，这个问题也是困扰我的，就是我也听很多牧师也在讲，我问题比较多一点。
Okay, 好的、lot of questions. Firstly, on the issue of charismatic practice.
Okay.
So, different things on this practice. Firstly, whether people can still listen from God by
literally.
Literally can hear, just like Samuel God says, Samuel, Samuel, right?
Okay.
Yeah, literally. Whether today we can still listen literally from God. And secondly, a lot of people in China, they said they can still, like a book of Joel, you know, see the vision.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and dream dreams.
Okay.
Right. And even some brothers said maybe they know how to interpret dreams. So is that still the case now? And some practices they will fall down.
Is that
true?
Yeah.
Fell down? Yeah. Charismatic practices, they will fell down.
Yeah.
And also they will use the oil to anoint.
Anoint.
Yeah. So whether all these practices are still the case.
Right. Lots more questions.
You're going to have to stay another couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, I would say this. Let's turn to Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书,
Hebrews chapter 1. I would say that God did speak in the Old Testament by voices, audible voices. But today he speaks to us through the Word of God.
所以旧约的神的确是用可听的声音跟先知们说过话, 但是今天他是通过, 圣经, 神的话语, 是通过圣经来告诉我们。
Now look at Hebrews chapter 1 for a minute. Now, I would say this. God may sometimes speak in an audible voice or a dream, but I don't think it's his normal, regular way.
那我要这么表述会更准确，就是神也许有的时候会使用可听的声音或者梦来告诉你，但是这不是一个现在常就是通常的。 正常的一个方式.
There may be a situation where there is no Bible, there is no preacher, there is no radio broadcast, there is no message of the Word of God. But God is still going to speak to His people some way.
也许呢，比方说一个场合，他没有圣经，他没有任何的神的话语在边上，那神依然要用话呢要跟他说呢，他可能会用这些方式.
In the book of Acts, in chapter 8, chapter 9, and chapter, in chapter 8, God speaks through the scripture. Philip comes to the Ethiopian eunuch, and he has the Bible open, and he preaches to him from the Bible.
比方说呢，《使徒行传》的八章和九章，当腓力和那个埃塞俄比亚太监 去传道的时候呢，埃塞俄比亚太监正在读圣经，就读到以赛亚书，所以神是借着他读圣经，也借着腓力跟他讲，让他得救。In
chapter 10, there is a Roman centurion.
那在第十章呢，有一个罗马的百夫长。He
fears God.
他敬畏神。He's
not a believer. He fears God.
他不是信神的，但他敬畏神。And
God knows of him and sends to him a man, Peter, an evangelist.
然后神也知道，然后就差了一个人作为一个传道者，就是彼得差到他那去。So
the two normal ways that God speaks to a person is through the Word of God or through someone who brings the Word of God to someone else.
所以这个是正常的，或者说我们看见圣经里讲到的做法呢，或者他直接在读圣经，或者差一个使者呢去带圣经给他。
That's the normal way we see all through the New Testament.
这是整个新约我们看见是最普遍的做法。But
in chapter 9, with the Apostle Paul, the Lord Jesus Christ comes and speaks to him directly.
但是在第九章，在使徒保罗得救的时候呢，耶稣是亲自向他显现，跟他说话。But
that's one of the very few times, maybe the only time, that happens in the New Testament.
这是个非常极少的情形，甚至在新约里可能只有唯一的这么一次神这么显现给他。The
normal way is through the Word of God.
最普遍的做法就是通过神的话。In
the Old Testament, there was very little of the Word of God.
但在旧约的时候呢，神的话是非常有限的，因为圣经还没有形成。
God sent prophets, God sent teachers in the Old Testament.
所以神是不停地差教师、差先知、差到犹太人那里。
And he spoke many times himself directly to people.
然后他自己很多次很直接地向他的先知显现。
When the word of God became more common,
当神的话呢，就圣经变得越来越普遍的时候，
the less and less God spoke audibly to people.
然后神就是越来越少的次数用可听的声音跟人说话。
Now look at Hebrews for a moment.
好，我们回到希伯来书来看一下。
In Hebrews, you see two things. Hebrews 1 verses 1 and 2. What happened in the Old Testament and what happens now?
那希伯来书你可以看一下一章的一节和二节，可以看看旧约时候是怎么样，现在是怎么样。
In the Old Testament, God, who at different times and in different manners spoke to our fathers by the prophets in the past.
那神在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，一章一节。
Now, he's doing something differently.
那现在呢，他是用不同的方式了。
Now, verse 2, now in these last days, he's spoken to us by his son, the Lord Jesus.
那第二节呢，就在这末世也借着他儿子晓谕我。
The Lord Jesus spoke in the Gospels, and the Gospel writers recorded it.
所以耶稣基督他在福音里哈，他把这个福音书写出来。
Then God spoke through the apostles, and they recorded those messages for us, those letters for us.
所以耶稣基督的生平啊，他记载在福音书里，他的使徒们就把这个写下来了，这就是现在的圣经的新约了。
But in verses 1 and 2, I think you see a truth.Verse 1 is, there was God was doing something in the past, now he's doing something differently today.
所以一节和二节有个鲜明的对比啊，他以前神是怎么说话的，现在神是说什么，怎么说话。
He spoke in different ways in the Old Testament.
他在旧约他是用不同的方式。
Today he's going to speak in a different way.
今天呢，他又用一个新的方式。
So we see over and over again in the New Testament, we see letters, writings,that God is inspired and given to us.
然后我们在新约看见这不同的书信啊，神借着圣灵晓谕我们。
I don't think we're to seek the way of the Old Testament.
所以我们不是在寻求神用新约启示我们的那个方式，在今天。
To seek God's voice to speak to us.
而不是也不是说在寻求神的声音，可听的声音跟我们说话。
When we have the whole Bible.
让我们有了整本圣经的时候，
we have the whole truth of God.
让我们有了完备的全部的真理在圣经里的时候。
Now one other passage I want to look at. That's in Jude, the book of Jude.
那我们再看一段圣经，就是犹大书，启示录前面一卷。
It's right before Revelation. The book right before Revelation.
犹大书，就是启示录前的最后一卷书。
Now a question I would ask these people who say they hear.God speak to them.
那我想问那些人，说他们听见神说话的那些人啊，我想问他们问题。
I would ask them, is this God's voice? Is this just like the Bible?
如果神的这个声音是不是就像圣经一样呢？
What you hear when God spoke in the Old Testament, it was just like the Bible.
如果你听见的啊，神就像旧约那样的，他就应该像圣经所说的是一样的。
I would say, if God is speaking to you and is just like Abraham or just like Job or just like someone in the Old Testament, we have a problem.
如果神呢就像和亚伯拉罕和约伯和其他的旧约的先知一样啊，跟他们说话一样，跟你说话，我们可能就会麻烦。
Look what it says in Jude chapter, it's only one chapter, Jude 3, verse 3.
我们看一下犹大书的三节。
He says, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write to you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered to the saints.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我要尽心写信给你们，我要论我们同得救恩的时候，不得不写信劝你们，为要从要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
Now the word the faithmeans all of God's teaching that he has brought and given to the church and to all the believers today. The faith. All the doctrines and teachings and the word of God.
所以一次交付圣徒的真道啊，是他已经全被讲完了的，啊，就是他全部的所有的真理呢都在这里面。
It was, it says, it was once delivered unto the saints.
而且是一次就全部交给了圣徒。
It was finished. After the New Testament, there's no more revelation.
就再没有更多的启示了。
No more of God speaking. And leading his people through audible voices.
所以呢，再没有神带着他的先知，就像旧约那样，再启示，再记下来，又成圣经了。没有，这个过程已经结束了，圣经启示完全了。
Now look at one other passage, and that is in the end of Revelation.
我们再看一段经文。
Revelation chapter 22.
回到启示录的二十二章最后，圣经的最后。
Look at Revelation 22, verse 18.
我们看一下二十二章的十八节。
It says, "If any man add to these things, God shall add to him all the plagues that are written in this book. If any man take away from the words, God shall take away from him the part of the tree of life, and all things written in this book."
启示录二十二章的十八节说呢，若有人在这预言上加添什么，神必在这书上的灾祸加给他们身上。二十九节呢，若有人删去什么，必把他的福分删去。
We need to be careful. We're not adding to what God has given to us.
所以我们要非常小心，我们没有添任何的东西到神的启示上。
So it's a very dangerous thing.When someone says, "I hear the voice of God," what if they hear the voice of God and it doesn't agree with this book?
所以要非常非常的小心，也很危险啊！如果有人说我听见了神的声音，如果这声音是和圣经的原则相悖的，怎么办呢？
What if the voice they hear tells them to do something, and they find out the thing that they thought God told them was wrong?
如果他声音告诉他要做的事情，最后他发现呢是和神的圣经的真理。是违背的，怎么办
I believe that Satan can also speak and imitate God.
因为撒旦呢也是能够模仿说话，像神一样说话。
I would not be surprised that Satan would imitate the voice of God.
我不会很意外哈，如果撒旦扮成光明的天使，像神一样说话。
God wants us to read this book, know it, and follow it and obey it.
神要我们读这本书，了解它，接受它，顺服这本书的真理。
We might add another verse. First, a Second Timothy.
我们再加一段经文。
Chapter 3 in
提摩太后书。
Verses 15 and 16.
提摩太后书的三章十六节和十七节，啊，十五节和十六节。
Paul is reminding Timothy that as he had been brought up in the Scriptures, he's reminding him.
所以保罗在这里提醒提摩太啊，他从小是在圣经读圣经里长大的。
That from infancy, he says, you have known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
十五节说，并且知道你从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And then he adds this, which David is talking about. All scripture, he's talking of the Old Testament, and he's talking about the New Testament apostolic revelation that was given to the apostles.
所以这里他讲到的十六节，就像 David 刚才说的，圣经全部都是神所默示的，包括旧约，包括新约，所有的内容都是出于神。
And he says here, all scripture then is God breathed.
是神呼出的哈，默示就是呼出的。
In other words, it's pure revelation from God Himself. It's as He has it. It's a living word, God breathed.
这是一个全然的启示，是 从神而来活的话语。
And the effect of this revelation from God is that it's useful for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, and training in righteousness, so that, he says, the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Just underline that phrase, thoroughly equipped. That means completely in every way equipped for every good work to please God.
所以你要把这一行字呢，要重点划下来，就是使人得以完全，预备行各样的善事，就是圣经是足够了。
So you get you meet somebody and they say they have the gift of prophecy.
如果你碰到有个人，他说他有预言的恩赐。
And they say I've got a message from God for you.
他说我有从神来的一个信息要传给你。
What could they possibly add to something that is perfect already?
他怎么能以能在一个已经完全的、已经完美的东西上再加一点什么东西？他怎么能做呢？
不是，他们也没有说要来加些圣经上的一些东西。比如说，今天一个我们不有这个爱意嘛，要上去见证嘛，就是见证的时候，比如说我就哎呀，那个神跟我讲话了，哎，叫我要干嘛干嘛干嘛。他没有说要在圣经上加点什么。然后嘛，有的人会哎呀，这个在这个我们有一个等候神的那个环节嘛，哎呦，在等候的时候看到一个什么了，就是这样的。这样的现象我不知道怎么样来理解，就是有些人摆在有些人嘛就哎呀听了就会很羡慕，兴奋得不得了。比如说他看到了，哎呀旁边人我怎么信了这么久就没看到的，你怎么就老看到呢，这羡慕得不得了，你知道吧。就然后这个人他会造成一种什么，他就很灵，他就祷告啊或者什么啊说话啊，就觉得他是非常那种
属灵
的属神的那种，像我们就看不到的人好像有的时候
A typical, she just described a typical situation. What kind of thing will happen that when everybody is praying and probably one man will say, okay, I see a vision. Others will ask him, oh, how did you see the vision? But I believe in God for so many years, I didn't see anything. So people will...
admire
kind of person that
pride, eh?
And they are not saying if they want to add something to the Bible or delete something from Bible, but they will say, okay, I see something, I hear something that will attract the attention from others. So yeah, this is probably a more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and some people may speak in tongues. Yeah.
I would still say, just one other passage maybe. It's so important to go back to the Word of God. Amen. I think all of these things distract and take away. Amen. Tongues, you get wrapped up in that, and you become so involved in that, you don't spend as much time in the Bible. You're so wrapped up in the visions, you don't spend time in the Bible. You get wrapped up in this, you don't spend time in the Bible and preaching the gospel and doing the things you should be doing. And I think it's a very dangerous thing, and Satan uses it to draw the church away from what it should be doing.
所以呢，就是你刚才讲的是很好的一个例子，就是撒旦会用一切的方式把人从应该学习圣经的状态下带出去，比方说呢，你本来应该学圣经的，现在看到有人说方言，大家都去追逐那方言了。你本来应该坐下来学神的道的，讲道人本来要讲神的道的，然后大家都去想我怎么能看见异象了，我怎么能去能够听神的话了，听神跟他说话了，这个都不是能够帮助你学圣经的方式。
那还有能治病的。
Oh yeah, she said may even heal your disease. Yes.
Let's look at 1 Corinthians 14 for a minute.
我们看哥林多前书十四章啊，看一下。
I think the same situation was taking place in Corinth in the days of Paul.
我相信呢，在保罗的时代呢，类似的情形呢，也发生在了哥林多教会啊。
The same thing that you described, I think, was taking place during the days of Paul.
我相信你的描述的这个情形呢，在保罗时代的哥林多教会呢，也发生了。
They were all praying at the same time. They were speaking in tongues.
啊，他们都一起祷告，用方言啊。
And they were very proud of the fact they were speaking in tongues.
他们也非常的自豪，他们能够说方言。
But Paul writes 1 Corinthians 14 for one reason.
那保罗写哥林多前书十四章呢，只有一个原因。
He said, preaching, teaching the Bible in the language of the people is much better than speaking in tongues, prophecies, or visions.
保罗说呢，就是用大家能听得懂的语言来讲道，比你用一个什么大家都听不懂的语言来祷告呢，要有用的多，要重要的多。
Look what he says in verse 16.
我们来看一下十六节。
He says, how should someone say amen if he doesn't understand what the people are saying?
比方说林前十四章十六节说呢，如果你都不能够听不懂他在说什么，你怎么阿门呢？
Everyone speaking in tongues at the same time. Now, if they all speak in tongues at the same time, the Bible says that's wrong.
如果
you gotta stop that.
如果所有人都同时用方言来祷告呢？圣经告诉我们的是错的，你要听。
If there's no one to interpret the tongues, they should stop right now.
如果没有人翻出这个方言呢，他们就应该停下来。
Now, usually that doesn't happen. Usually in the tongues movement, everybody speaks the tongues at the same time. There's no interpreter.
经常的情形就是当大家说方言的时候，一堆人全说的，没人翻的，他就一直就乱讲的。
It says in verse 28, if there's no interpreter, the person who speaks in tongues should be quiet. Should not speak in tongues.
二十八节，若没有人翻呢，就当在会中闭口。
But look what he says in verse 18.
你看一下这十八节他怎么说的啊
？Paul says, "I speak in tongues more than all of you."
我感谢神，我说方言比你们众人还多。
You might say he's saying, "I am the best tongue speaker that you ever saw."
他其实意思就是说呢，我是最厉害的说方言的人。
If you think you're a good tongue speaker, I'm 100 times better than you are.
他的意思就是，你如果觉得你说方言很厉害呢，那个保罗说呢，我比你厉害100倍。
But he says this, in the church, I would rather speak 5 words that you can understand. Than 10,000 words in tongues.
他说，但在教会中呢，我宁可用悟性啊，就是你能明白的话呢，说5句教导人的话，强如说1句的方言。
I think he's saying this: don't get distracted, don't get wrapped up in something that's not very important.
所以他其实在警戒我们，就不要被不重要的事情转移了注意力。
Spend times in teaching the clear word of God, build up the body of Christ through the clear teaching. In the language of the people.
所以花时间在非常清楚的教导，把神的道理讲出来，让人能接受，这是更重要的，建造神的肢体教会。
Speak clear and be understood, so you can be built up in the faith.
清楚的讲，让人能明白的话语讲，才能建立信心。
You had other questions too. What was the? Yes. Go ahead.
This is a very important question.
这是个非常重要的问题。
And I just want to summarize it in a way that hopefully will be clear.
我想稍微总结一下，能盼望能给大家更清楚。
Number one, who wrote the Bible?
第一呢，谁写的圣经？
The Holy Spirit of God.
神的圣灵写的。
Number two, these people who have these practices, why do they say they're practicing it? They say it comes from the Holy Spirit of God.
那当所有你说的这个现象的这些人说，当他们出现的时候，他们是怎么来的？他说，神的圣灵带领他做的。
So if they're both from the Holy Spirit of God, they're going to say the same thing.
如果他们都是从神的圣灵来的呢？那他应该是讲同样的，一致的道理。
And if they're both from the Holy Spirit of God, they are going to follow the same instruction.
那如果他们都是从神的圣灵来的，他们应该是不矛盾的，是应该是一致的，这个，教导的。
So that if these people are doing what they're doing and saying what they're saying in a way that does not follow the instructions, then they're obviously not from God.
如果这些人所说所做的，他很明显的不是按照圣经的那个教导来的，那他肯定是错了。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you could tell whether it's coming from God or not. Or let me rephrase that. You would know that it's not coming from God if what is being said is not being done the way the Bible says it should be done.
对，你会很清楚的知道它不是来自神的，只要他们所做的事情的方式不是按照圣经教导的原则来做的。
So there are probably a dozen different rules given to us in this chapter as to precisely how the service of the church should be carried on.
因为所有这些原则已经在圣经里讲得很清楚，该怎么样来做，这个已经非常清楚。
So very quickly, verse.
比方说呢？
And I'm not going to hit them all, but just verse.
我们不会全部的，我们不会全部的看啊，我们就看一个地方，比如二十六节。
The last line says, "Let everything be done decently and in order." So whatever the service is, wherever it happens, we know that the meeting is going to be conducted decently and in order. That's the first rule.
26,
the end of verse 26, and I'm just trying to find, it in this. It says, all things must be done for the strengthening of the church, is the translation in the NIV. The translation in the King James is decently and in order. So whatever that means, it must be followed.
他说，或有翻出来的二十六节后半段，凡事都当造就人了。
Verse 27。
二十七节。
Anyone speaks in a tongue, two or at the most three. So that if there's more than three speaking, something is wrong.
若有人说方言，只好两个人，至多三个人。如果超过三个人，就说明有问题。
And in turn. That's right.
而且是要轮流着说。对，就是首先呢，如果他超过三个人说呢，就有问题了。其次呢，他不是轮流说，他一起说，说明也是有问题的。
And then somebody must interpret.
而且呢，要有人翻译，翻出来。
All right, over to verse number 34.
然后到三十四节。
As in all the congregations of the saints.Women should remain silent in the churches, so that if the women are speaking, if the women are speaking in tongues or seeing the prophecy and so on, you would know that it is wrong because they are supposed to be silent.
那妇女在教会中呢，要闭口不言，像在圣徒的众教会一样。所以，如果是一个姊妹在说方言，甚至她看了异象呢？或是这是有问题的，他在说预言，他是有问题的。
Verse 36 is a little harder to understand, but it is also important. It says, "Did the word of God originate with you?" Answer: That would be wrong. Or are you the only people who the word of God has spoken to? That would be wrong. So some people say.I've got a message from God, and it isn't from the Bible. This is a special message, and I would say it came to me only. Paul says, "Hang on a minute. If this is from the Lord, it didn't come to you only, and it isn't to go out from you only." So that's a very important thing. Many people say, "Listen, you've got to listen to me because I got a message direct from God."
所以三十六节也是个非常重要的原则， 就是神的道理岂是从你们出来的吗？岂是单临到你们吗？如果有个人说呢，我有从神而来直接的信息啊，这是神直接告诉我，你要小心，因为神不会单对一个人讲，他会对很多人讲。神的道理不是单临到你身上的，也不是只从你们出来的。
And the last one is verse 40. Everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way.
然后四十节呢，凡事都要规规矩矩的按着次序行。
So if all of those things are not practiced, you know something is wrong, because the Spirit of God says, this is what I wrote in the book, it's from the Spirit of God, and if you're going to follow it, you're going to follow the rules that I gave you in the Bible. If you're not following the rules, then what you're saying is probably wrong.
对，所以这些原则全都是圣经讲的清清楚楚的原则。如果你认为你说的这些方言也好，异梦也好，是对的，你一定是神是不可能违背他自己的原则的。所以如果你看见违背他自己原则的这些事情，那你就知道呢，说这个事情是出于神的这些人呢，你要小心了，他不是来自神的。
他这里写那个妇女啊，我就听过有那个女的牧师啊，那个也算妇女。
对， so Carol said when the 34 verse 34 women should remain silent in church, then how about the sister pastor?
Oh, no, I don't think you should have a sister pastor. I think it's pretty clear that that men should be the ones who are the leaders, leading teachers and preachers in a local church. It says here, in this verse, it says in verse 34, they don't permit a woman to speak. And also, just over in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 12, it says, I do not permit a woman to teach, Paul writes to Timothy in that church, nor, King James says, usurp authority, but to be in silence. Do not take authority over a man, but she should learn in silence. Now, I think she can ask questions like you do around a table here. She can pray with other sisters. There's a lot of times women can have a time to share and speak. But the leading, the elders, the deacons, the preachers, they, I think, should be men in the local church.
对，在地方教会呢，这是一个神非常清楚的教导原则。就是呢，站讲台的必须得是弟兄，这就包括呢监督长老和牧师，但是呢，这并不表明姊妹不参与教会，姊妹在教会有很多的机会，比如说像今天这样的场合，大家可以问问题，这些都没有问题。但是，讲神的话的，传讲神的真理的，他是弟兄。那除了这个地方有讲到呢，在提摩太前书的二章。和二章的十一节和十二节也讲到了，讲得非常清楚。他说女人要沉静学道，一味的顺服，我不许女人讲道，也不许她辖管男人，只要沉静。他讲的也是一个道理，就是这个圣经的原则其实是蛮清楚的，
就是什么女牧师、女传道其实不行讲，
对，其实都是不合圣经，
不合圣经的，不能讲道。
For clarification, explain the difference between what a church meeting is, is when
okay.
you know, and what our setting here, because
yeah.
of that, it might help.
Yeah. So, when the whole church comes together, that's what they mean by when a man would teach, a elder, or a Bible teacher, a preacher, an evangelist. Usually, during the time of the Lord's Supper. During the time of when the whole church comes together for teaching Sunday morning, or maybe on a Tuesday night or Wednesday night when the whole church comes together. The men teach, usually their elders there leading and guiding that. Those are meetings where the men are leading and directing it. Sometimes the sisters get together. Sometimes you get together, just the sisters, and you pray together and you you study the Bible together. And that's permissible. In fact, it says women should teach other women in the book of Titus. So there's those kinds of times. And there's times where you will go out and speak to somebody, or a number of sisters will talk to somebody that's unsaved, and you share the gospel with them. And there's a lot of other times, Sunday school, a woman will teach children. A lot of times that women will teach other women. But the times where the whole church come together, everyone is invited, it's not a small group here or a small group there, that's when the men lead, the elders lead, preachers will lead, and they will do the teaching.
Because we observe headship at that point, because
yeah.
Christ is the head, we're
right.
meeting
right.
under him, but maybe you better...
Right.
Yeah. 所以这是要分一个场合的, 姊妹不能讲到场合是圣经有明确的教导, 就是全会众聚会的时候, 比方说呢主日的上午, 比方说呢祷告会的时候, 那这种的时候呢, 站起来讲道的, 因为在这种时候呢, 一般是要盖头的, 那圣经也有明确的教导, 那这个时候呢, 是, 姊妹是不讲道的, 也, 不去做教导的, 但是呢, 姊妹有很多的, 她有可能教导的时候, 比方说呢, 姊妹自己聚会查经的时候, 比方说呢, 圣经提多书也讲到, 年长的姊妹教导年轻的姊妹的时候, 比方说主日学的时候, 姊妹教导孩子的时候, 那比方说呢, 姊妹两三个, 她要出去传福音, 她要跟别人讲福音的时候, 这些都是, 许可的时候, 而且神也在提多书也教导了, 那年长的姊妹你要教导, 年轻的姊妹, 但只是这些刚才全会众聚会的时候, 这种场合是不可以的。
So when the whole church comes together, it's the local body meeting under the our head is Christ Jesus. He's our head. The head of Christ is God. The head of Christ is the head of Christ is God. The head of man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man. And so when we all come together, what we do is we come underneath the authority of him, because we're gathered together not as a company for social reasons or even for religious reasons. We're come together as under his authority, meeting in his name, and then the Holy Spirit is able to come among us and be able to teach us, lead us in worship and praise, and edify us as a body under his authority.
我们在聚会的全会众聚会的时候呢, 在这个时候呢, 神的这个权柄的顺序就要显明了, 因为在这个时候呢, 我们是以, 不是一个社区聚会的名义, 也不是什么宗教的名义, 我们是以神的名, 以基督的名, 聚集在一起, 我们就是一个肢体, 聚集在一起, 这个时候呢, 神在圣经里讲了一个明确的顺序, 那神是基督的头, 基督是男人的头, 男人是姊妹, 男人是女人的头, 所以这一级一级的顺序, 我们是要顺着这个顺序来做的, 那在这个过程中呢, 圣灵会教导我们, 祂会, 在我们当中运行, 带领我们, 教导我们, 也在带领我们在敬拜中, 遇见神, 所以这个是一个非常, 特殊的要求, 就是我们是全会众聚会的时候, 要权柄的顺序显明。
It doesn't mean to say that God cannot bless a company, maybe has a woman pastor, but it's not according to his perfect plan. God is very gracious and often overlooks things, but once the truth comes to a body of believers, God expects us to rank ourselves under his authority according to his word.
这也不是说呢, 神就不会祝福, 如果一个教会是有一个 女牧师的话, 神就不祝福她, 但这不是最, 神最好的安排, 就像你有最理想的这个plan, 那你总是要按照神的最理想的plan去做, 那神很有恩典, 那神也经常会, 忽视或者说呢, 不看我们的, 一些的小的错误，但是这个不等于我们就可以随意的不按照神的话去做啊，这两样都是真理。
We wouldn't judge companies of believers if they don't understand the word of God. We would pray for them, we would encourage them, but what we want to practice what God has revealed to us.
我们对于那些呢不明白神在这些教导上的这些聚会来说呢，我们不会去定他们的罪啊，我们会为他们祷告，我们也盼望他们呢按照神的话来做，那我们自己也愿意完全按照神的话来做，因为这个不难啊。你既然愿意顺服神，你为什么不按照他的话做呢？那对于他们不明白的时候，我们为他们祷告，求神带领他们明白这些道理。
The other thing is that, it doesn't mean to say that women are any less spiritual than the men. The opposite is actually the rule, as you can tell here tonight.
这也不是说呢，姊妹就在属灵上就比弟兄要更差一些。恰恰相反，你会看见教会呢，可能信主的姊妹反而会更多一些。
Some of the most faithful of the Lord's disciples were women.
而且神的很多忠实的耶稣基督很忠实的门徒呢，其实有很多姊妹。
Mary of Magdalene.
比如说抹大拉的玛利亚。
Mary of Bethany. Mary Beth of Bethany.
伯塞大的玛利亚。伯大尼的玛利亚。
They had very deep spiritual insight that the disciples didn't have.
就他们有非常非常深的属灵的根基。
Nevertheless, that's God's order.
但相反，其实这个是神的定的次序而已。
And we are deeply indebted to our spiritual sisters in this church, perhaps more than many churches.
我们也真的在这个我们现在这个教会呢，也很仰仗、很依赖啊，我们这很多属灵的姊妹的。帮助和贡献。
And often feel deeply indebted to the Lord for sending us so many spiritual women.
我们也非常感恩呢，神给了我们在这个教会很多很多很属神的姊妹。
And it's humbling to us.
也给我们很多，去带领我们谦卑了。
But we must follow what the Lord has said. As weak as we are.We try to follow what the Lord has said.
但是呢，我们还是盼望我们能够，只要能行呢，我们总是愿意顺服神已经讲明的教导。
Now that's why we got David and Faith to come and help us because we're so weak.
Amen. 为什么我们要邀请 David 和 Faith 来帮助我们？因为我们也真的。
You'll send us away on purpose and pray.
Okay. 那我们今天时间的关系，可能就只能先到这里。我们先做一个结束的祷告，在之后再谈。我们在天上的父，谢谢您赐给我们这样美好的时间更赐给我们这本圣经。当我们打开这本圣经的时候，我们就知道里面有生命，生命的活水是从您的话语里来的。您启示完全的话语，求您带领我们真的愿意去读这话语，去咀嚼这话语，吃喝这灵粮。轻视这地上一切搅扰我们带领我们偏离这话语的事情，是吧因为我们真的是渺小的，我们真的是悖逆的，我们有的时候会被世界各种的形式各种的事情所吸引，我们就不愿意读这圣经，是吧求您的灵带领我们翻开这经也明白这话语，感谢主，这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿们。
Thank you.